I'm joined on the line now by Priscilla Granger from the Do or Die Foundation. Good afternoon, Priscilla.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Not too bad.
Okay, listen, I know we've Near FM has spoken to you on a couple of occasions before, but we're going to do a recap. Tell us about the Do or Die Foundation. I know yourself and Rita are the co-founders, is that right?
That's right, myself and Rita Harling. I'm from the Navan Road, out near Ashtown in the Phoenix Park, and Rita is from the Finglas area. And both of us and our children were victims of domestic and mental violence, horrific mental violence. So Rita's out for quite a number of years. She's probably about maybe 10, 11 years. I'm very new to it. I'm just coming on to 3 years.
Okay.
So there's absolutely nothing for either of us, and I just happened to buy Rita's book, The Do or Die, Living with a Murderer, and how I escaped living with a murderer, and that's the only thing you could say is how she escaped. So basically I read her book, made contact last January and 12 months ago, and we are now in with the Do or Die Foundation. We have nearly 700 likes on our Facebook. We have 22 victims safe, now becoming survivors, and life is starting to get good for everybody involved. And our aim is basically to cut the red tape and deal with it directly and ensure that women and children and men also that are involved in domestic violence are safe.
Okay, now this is from your set this up, and yours are both experienced, unfortunately. So you're
sadly experienced mothers. Now, that's what we put ourselves. We put ourselves down as two ordinary mothers. We're not professionals.
Yeah.
Neither Rita or I are professionals. So we don't, what advice we give is the advice we've experienced. Anything we give is our experience. Like the aim is basically to spread the word about domestic violence. Domestic violence here in Ireland is still a taboo. People don't talk about it. And people can't handle it.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is we want to bring change to the government. Last November, I was invited out to Manhattan, and I met with the Chief of Police for Domestic Violence, Kathleen O'Reilly, and her and her crew took me around Manhattan for the whole day and went to all the different areas, how they're able to control domestic violence, and their domestic violence is down. The murders are down by 30%. And domestic violence is down by 40%.
They actually have a specific section of the police who to deal with.
Yes,
domestic
her name
violence.
She's actually Irish. Her mum is from Mayo, and her dad is from Cavan. And fantastic girl, fantastic, brilliant girl. And she was just horrified at the way we are being treated here. Now, Rita and I have one thing that we're not happy with. When the Garda Síochána takes their seal to become a guard, their part of their promise is to protect and serve the people of Ireland.
Okay.
Now you tell me out there how many men and women are listening to this radio station that can actually say they're doing that. Because I know as a fact, when you need to get a protection order or you need help from the guard, it's not the guard's fault. It is down to the minister and the commissioner who is not taking domestic violence personally responsible.
Yeah, it's the legislation. I'm fed up saying this. I say it an awful lot. We lag behind the rest of the world and Europe
legislation. We're about 30 years behind. Rita and I aren't, okay?
Yeah.
And the gas part was when we were in the States, right? Now, for me to get the money together to go to the States is a battle because Both Rita and I have been left in circumstances financially that we can't discuss for legal reasons.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was a battle to get it. But I was getting that money because I needed to meet this person. She took me down to the mayor's office who wants to combat domestic violence. Now, in this place, it would be like the size of Crow Park, right?
Yeah.
There is an area with clothing, food, the whole lot. Would you believe Rita and I have that set up here? And the government can't see it.
Yeah. Do you get any help from the government whatsoever at all?
No.
No.
No. No. The only thing we did do, Rita and myself put in submissions that we want things changed. That if an abuser hits or mentally thwarts and there's enough evidence, be it from a family member, be it from a neighbour, be it from whoever, we want them to be arrested and brought before the courts immediately, not 6 weeks later, to come back and have the opportunity to murder the person.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you've made this the submission to the Joint Committee on Justice, Defence and Equality. Did you hear anything back from them? Have they contacted you?
Yes, there was 40 submissions lodged, I believe, by different organisations. And Women's Aid is number one. Now, Women's Aid is a fantastic organisation. The difference with Women's Aid is, and ourselves, is that Women's Aid, they close at 10 o'clock at night. We don't. We stay open. We're 24/7.
Do you have a premises, or do you just...
We do. We have a premises, and we don't give... Our premises is secret. We don't give it out due to the fact that it leaves the person that's the victim needing to come to us in a bad way. They know they're safe, and no one will find out. Nobody knows where the actual place is until they're in it.
Yeah, but you do have actually somewhere to work from.
That's, we also have counsellors, we have doctors, we have solicitors, we have specialists, we have basically anybody that's in trouble. We will turn them around. Now, it does take time. It can take anything up to a month, but we have them safe within 24 hours.
Well, that's excellent stuff. And you're a fairly new foundation. How long is it in existence now?
We started off last April.
So it's not even a year yet.
We only had the official launch there in September. And Jerry Brown, he's fantastic. He looks after all our entertainment. We have Noel Cunningham from TV3. Noel is a fantastic supporter of us. Then we have Kira Byrne from Wexford, who was on The Voice. Now, Kira has invited us down in March. She's launching her CD in the Amber Springs in March, and she's invited us down as well. So we're a very young organisation, but the great thing about us is we're not afraid of anybody.
Yeah, and it's unique. You sound like the stuff you're doing is unique, and it's different.
Afraid. For example, we won't take any nonsense from any civil servants.
Yeah.
Like, I know what it's like. I had to go in. Rita had to go in and get protection orders. We were treated like muck in Dolphin House.
It's
and I've no qualms in making that.
Yeah,
no qualms in saying it straight out. Treated like muck. They treat you as if there's horns grown out of your head, and how dare you come in and upset them. And they've no respect for you. Yes, 90% of people that have been caught up in domestic violence or mental violence need help. Right, there is a 10% that probably don't behave themselves. But at the end of the day, why should we be tarnished with the same brush as them? Give respect. Because someday those people behind that counter in Dolphin House might need our support, because they certainly won't get it when Women's Aid closed, because the funds from Women's Aid have been reduced as well. So that, you know, someday they just might need us.
Yeah, I speak to Women's Aid on occasions as well. Now, we spoke off air, and you were telling me about you'd have social evenings, which I thought was great. But we also spoke.
Yeah, what we do is, every month we hold we have some form of a social. Like, for example, last Saturday week for January, we organised an angel card reading over in Mead Street. A fantastic girl that does angel card reading, and basically we went over there, and the pub over there, the Fountain, two doors down. So while whoever was going in to get their little reading done, we'd have a drink, and then we had a bite of food. We started at 2 o'clock, we finished at 7 o'clock, and we had great fun, meeting new friends, because Rita and I need new friends too. You've got to remember, we more than likely lost 80% of our friends when everything happened to us. So we need new friends in our lives as well. In December, we had a night in the Porterhouse. Porterhouse in Phibsborough has absolutely been fantastic to us, as the Fountain is as well. And I think what we're doing is great. We're back in the Porterhouse the 28th of February. So if there's anybody out there that's thinking of leaving a relationship, be it through violence, be it through mental torture, get them to contact us. And if they want to come down to the Porterhouse on the 28th, they're more than welcome to come down make themselves known to myself or Rita, and have a chat with us. They don't have to say who they are or what they are. And if there's anything we can do, we're there to help them.
Yeah, no,
there is life after domestic violence.
Yeah, well, it's very important to get that message out there, because confidence in everything suffers. We spoke off air about these social nights, and you mentioned it. They're like very straightforward, simple little thing about having a table near the door, because it's harder for a woman to walk into a pub than it is for a man. And after going through this horrible ordeal, the confidence is shattered.
Your confidence is shattered. Like, for example, if you get the bus down for wherever you live, be it Carver, Ballymun, Fox Rock, Black Rock, we're open to all genders, man or woman. Doesn't matter what colour, doesn't matter what religion you are, we're open to all genders. And the first thing to do, if you have been out with your partner, you walk into a pub or you walk into a restaurant, you take it that it's normal as a couple, right? Now, you mightn't be a couple, but you're there together. You get out of a taxi, you get off the bus, and you go to walk into a place for the night, and you realise you can't do it. So what we do is we always ensure that the tables, wherever we sit, are near the door, so that anybody walking in, we'll be there. We always say to them, give us a text before you walk in, and we'll go out and bring you in, or we'll be at the door. Whatever you want us to do, we'll be there for you. And that is a huge help. So that's bringing people around.
Okay. Would that be the first step now in somebody seeking help from you?
Yes. Yeah. And I think what's making it a little bit easier with Rita and myself is that once they make the first phone call, that's it. They've done it. Because we're able to make things a little bit easier the rest of the way.
Yeah, now I know from speaking to other organisations, I don't know whether it's still the situation, but do you find that people in this horrible situation are reluctant to talk about it or go and seek, advice?
Of course they are, because it's a taboo subject. Yeah. Maybe it's in the heads. Maybe I shouldn't have annoyed him. Maybe I shouldn't have annoyed her. Maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe you're always questioning yourself. That's no good. If you're in any kind of a relationship that you are not happy, that you've been physically now, and I understand there's a lot of people out there that have been physically hit, but if you've been mentally, that they're calling you, you're only a fatty, you're only this, you're only that, you were never any good, no one else would want you, you're no good for it, and look at the size of you, you should be doing more. That's mental. That's mental abuse. You don't have to put up with that.
Not at all. It's horrible.
You don't have to put up with that. Yeah. And there is ways that we deal with them of getting them out of the family home. We can do mediation as well, which is very important, because we find with the mediation, at least you're able to sit them down and talk and make things. I have no doubt, if Rita and I did not expose ourselves as to what we are, one of us would have been dead.
That's frightening.
One of us would have been dead, because once they're exposed, once the perpetrator is exposed, that's it. They know, oh God, Priscilla and Rita from the Do or Die Foundation knows. You know, if something happens, I'll be in serious trouble.
Yeah.
So the point, the whole thing on it is to make that call if you're in trouble.
Okay, and there's nothing sure, unfortunately, that there are people out there listening to this now and are saying, oh God, I am in that situation. Will I or won't I? What would you say to that person, Priscilla?
First of all, there's different ways that you got to think about it. The first thing you got to think about it is take a look at our Facebook page, okay, which is Do or Die Foundation. Take a look at that, okay? There's a huge amount of information on that. If you want to send us a message, you're more than welcome to do so. Delete your messages immediately as soon as you send them. Don't leave your messages on it in case your abuser gets into your account, okay? That's one thing we always advise. If you want to text us, do the same thing. Delete your message. Don't let them know what your right hand is doing. That's very, very important, because these people are very clever. Make contact with us by either ringing Rita or ringing myself. Then you've made the call. Then quietly, we'll plan what you need to do.
Okay. Now,
nobody will know.
Yeah. Now, is it just you and Rita, or are there other volunteers answering the phone?
We now have volunteers. Now are starting to come on board. We're very, very, very cautious of who we take on.
Yeah, you'd have to be.
We have to vet them out. Unfortunately, we're very, very careful with people, even with abusers. They can be clever people looking for information. So it's through friends of friends that can be recommended. Like our recent girl that has just come on board, called Jenny Walsh. Jenny's a fantastic person. But Jenny was a friend of Rita's and of mine years ago, and we happened just to meet up. And Jenny's a fantastic person. And like that, there's other people that want to come on board, but we're very cautious. We want to mind our victims, and we also want to mind our survivors as well, until we know we can trust people. Until we know there's another Rob and there's another Rita Harling there, and there's another Priscilla Granger there that's going to look after our victims and survivors the way we look after them.
Okay, now when we spoke off air, you were saying that this whole thing now is taking on a life of its own. It's an awful shame to say that an organisation looking after people who suffer from domestic violence is expanding so quickly. How are you going to cope, like, if it keeps going the way it's
going?
Well,
Jenny Walsh came up with a fantastic idea, which I think is a great idea. Christmas is very tough.
Yes.
Yeah. We had a situation there at Christmas, girl down in Cork, baby 3-week-old, first and only child. He started domestic violence on her, I think she was into her 7th month. Now, that's quite common. When you become pregnant, that's when it starts. Anyway, she rang in a terrible state. She went up because we were to go and do shopping, etc. And she rang us in a terrible state. He told her to F off, and he went off, cleared her out of all the money she'd saved for the Christmas, and went to the bookies. So she'd nothing. She'd no money for food. She'd no money for feed for the baby. She'd no money for anything. So anyway, we have people that send us donations, which is fantastic. So we have a little donation. Like, for example, I went out and we bought Malupa food that was needed and nappies and stuff, and I got them couriered down. We sometimes get vouchers. We're asking people for vouchers. That is the thing. Supermarket vouchers, like Super Value, Dunn Stores, anywhere like that. We do not give people money, and we want to make that very clear. We don't give people money. We only give them vouchers.
Yeah, okay.
Now we had a very good friend of mine who wants to remain anonymous, donated 12 turkeys to us. So we 12 people fed that wouldn't have had turkey over Christmas.
And I believe you went around yourself to distributing these.
I did, and yeah. I never want to eat turkey again. And they were fresh, they weren't frozen. Yeah. So the smell of them, but you know what? They were fantastic. I did obviously have it for Christmas dinner, but I never sat down to my Christmas dinner until 5:30.
Yeah, listen.
Because we were so busy looking after other people. But my thing on it is, we're here. Right, we mightn't be able to do it immediately. It might take us a couple of days to sort out things or get things organised. But if there's anybody out there would like to hold a coffee morning or say to work or anything, or even for a night in your home, that would like to know more about the Do or Die Foundation and have like a coffee night or a wine night, and invite your friends to it and throw around a bucket, a couple of euros in the bucket. Rita and I will go and sit down and tell you the different stories and tell you horrific stories and good stories that have come out of this.
Yeah, people coming out of it. Now, I think you mentioned to me that sometimes it can take five to six years.
It can take that length of time because you've got to remember, you have lived in this cocoon of a bubble for as long as you're with that person, and they have you brainwashed.
Yeah.
So it takes that length of time to change. So you got to change. And that's so, so important. We're also after branching into an area that for children of domestic violence, which won't be ready. Rita and I are still dealing with them in Manhattan on it. It's children of domestic violence. It's to change the brain's thinking of domestic violence in children. You might have a child that has seen the mother or the father being kicked, been punched, been burnt, been screamed at. That father or mother could end up in jail. That child still loves that father or mother and wants to see them in jail or wants to have contact with them.
Yes.
And you know deep down that's not the right thing.
Yeah.
But they're brainwashed as well. So as a result, the children become victims as well.
Yeah, and that's a very delicate situation that you're trying to deal with there. Okay, now you mentioned funding. Yeah, you don't give money to people for obvious reasons, I'd imagine. How, if there's somebody out there and they want to donate in some way, if they want to send gift vouchers, send food, whatever, how can they go about doing that, Priscilla?
If they get onto Facebook, and we will Facebook them back, and we will give them our address, or we'd be delighted to meet up with them for a coffee, or if they would like to, we'd be able to then show them exactly what we do and where we are. We'd have no problem in dealing with that, but it would be done in the strictest of confidence.
Okay. Do you want to give out phone numbers?
Absolutely. Rita's number is 085-1644-684. My number is 085-163-4219. And we also have Robin. Robin is the administrator of the Do or Die Foundation, and she deals with teenagers if they have an issue. And the number is 085-163-4050. But we're asking you, the safest and the best way through it all is through Facebook. And that is, you're so secure with Facebook, but just delete your message when you send it. And we will never respond unless we know you're at your PC and you want to hear from us.
Okay, well, listen, Priscilla, you have my admiration anyway. And if there's ever anything Near FM can do, if you want any fundraisers publicised or anything like that, you have
Thank you so much. And we do appeal, if there's people out there who would really think of doing fundraising or sending us a couple of vouchers, we would appreciate it. And also, I'd like to say a huge thank you. And people can look it up too on the website. The Dublin People, the editor, Jack Leeson, gave us a fantastic write-up. We were actually hit headlines 2 weeks ago. And I want to thank Jack on behalf of Rita and myself. I want to thank Jack Leeson so much. Jack is a wonderful, wonderful guy. And I really, really appreciate it. Because I can tell you something, Near FM, yourself, were the first to give us our first interview. And from that, then it snowballed out. But sadly, I have to say, none of our national newspapers, any of the other papers, refused even to contact us. But someday they will, when we're bigger. And I tell you, we won't be doing like what other people do, forgetting the small people. We'll be looking after the likes of you guys and Jack Leeson. We don't forget the small people, because at the end of the day, we'll never change. Our foundation is going, the Do or Die Foundation is going to grow to be a very, very big organisation. But Rita and Priscilla will never change. You'll still see Rita and Priscilla loading up trucks. You'll still see us doing, cleaning the garden soon we have to, because we're normal mothers. We are there for anybody, but we're normal two people, down to earth, no nonsense with Rita or I. So if anybody wants to contact us, please do so.
And the Facebook is the best way, the best.
Facebook is the best way. So. And all I can say, there's a lot of things happening. For legal reasons, we can't go into them because of the foundation. But I can just say, just keep watching out for the Do or Die Foundation. There's a lot of things going to be happening in 2014. So if everybody keeps an eye on us and get on the Facebook. And even if you're not a victim, remember, if you're not a victim, we need you too, because then you can share this to other people that might need us. So, you know, onto the Facebook page is the best way.
Okay, now we will just say to anybody who's in a situation and they want to contact you, there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's not all...
Oh, listen, there is light.
Yeah.
Absolute fantastic. This time, 3 years ago, you would have found me huddled up, wouldn't go outside the door. Now, I'm out. I mean, even for me to be able to drive around at Christmas, picking up donations of toys, helping people out. And you know what? My life has changed, and it's changed for the best. I don't have an awful lot of money. Don't have an awful lot of money, but what I do is I have peace of mind and I can sleep at night.
Okay, and we'll tell our listeners to contact our local TDs and, you know, get this legislation in and, you know.
Yeah, and lobby for the Do or Die Foundation to be supported.
Definitely. Listen, Priscilla, thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
And God bless. And remember, we're here if there's anybody at all wants to make contact with us.
Okay.
And thank you very much, and John, for all your support.
Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you very
much. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, harrowing stuff there. Priscilla Granger from the Do or Die Foundation. And go onto Facebook if you need them, or ring them, or if you want to make a donation or anything like that. It's a great cause.